this club's about winning trophies. I'm inexperienced in a lot of those things.
Can you believe it?
Almost lost the cup and you win it. The new European champions, the treble, the dream come true for you.
Oh, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Football, bloody hell.
But they never give in. And that's the winner.
Welcome to the American Red Devils podcast. I'm John.
I'm Alex.
And we are bringing you the best Manchester United news from around the world.
Sir, how you doing? How you doing? It's never a normal day for the American Red Devils. It's another extra special podcast. We got a special birthday podcast, and I'm another international podcast. But how you doing? Also, happy 4th of July. A special shout out for that. So how we looking, sir?
4th of July, great holiday for all the American Red Devils out there. We declared independence from the British, and you got to celebrate that with some fireworks, sir. You are international. Broadcasting from España now. You went to Portugal to find Bruno Fernandes' agent. Now you're in Spain hunting down those Madrid rumors. Where are you at and what is up?
Sir, around the world in 7 days, not really, but this trip, I think it just like, this is one of those trips that we just had planned, but you know what? Duty calls, sir. American Red Devils, signings to be had, players to look into, you know, contacts to reach out to. And I've had some contacts between Portugal and Spain. I'm now in Spain, yeah, as you said. I'm in Aranda de Duero, which is a town that people even in Spain haven't heard of. Interesting enough, people have lived here. Our friend Antonio lived here for like, you know, 4 years in Madrid, 5 years in Barcelona. Aranda de Duero is, it's small. So the opposite of where I was in Lisbon, sir. Lisbon was like the main avenue. This is like, I'm in a winery. It's gorgeous. Here for a wedding, and my wife kicked me out of the hotel room. So this is better. It's an upgrade. Outdoors, and we're talking Manchester United, and there's a lot of smoke, sir. I'm choking the smoke, but how are things looking on your side of the pond? Because things are heating up on the Iberian Peninsula.
They're good. A few earthquakes here in Southern California. I'm visiting the family for the 4th of July, and like you said, today
didn't miss that.
is the 34th birthday. I'm getting old here.
Happy birthday,
the,
sir.
American
Happy birthday.
Red Devils, but... No, I appreciate it. I'm not a big... I think after you turn 30, the birthday is kind of... You know, they lose their luster a little bit, but I'm going to use it for a few gifts from the wife, you know, and just have a good one with my family. Eat a bunch
no
of good
No jerseys
food.
This year. I like it, sir. Enjoy that.
No
Chevys. No Chevrolets, sir.
I did ask for a signed photo from Sir Alex Ferguson from my parents. That was on the birthday wish list. Who knows if they ponied up... the quid to get that, but that's the only thing really I asked for. That was Manchester United related. I think my wife is putting a stop to all Manchester United gear.
Well, I think the new stuff we should stop. I like, just because I want to hit the Glazers where it hurts.
Glazers out. Which is,
the Glazers out all day. I mean, special birthday podcast, special 4th of July podcast. I'm sure, hope you had a nice 4th of July, sir, celebrating with the family. It was a little different. We like landed crazy early morning. Did 24 hours in Madrid, got caught up on all kinds of Pogba rumors, dude. I mean, I couldn't even believe them. I started hearing them in Portugal, and we could talk about it a little bit later, but I think you got to be on the ground sometimes because you hear some of the craziest shit. One of the craziest shit being this guy that we'll talk about a little bit later named Goose. But just, it's amazing what you can find out if you're actually here.
Boy, so. Goose.
We'll talk about Goose in a little bit, bro.
But let's talk about Glazers out. That's right. We have our American Red Devils shop. It's finally up on our website. If you go to www.americanreddevils.com, you can click on store, and it is our new Shopify site. I set up myself. We are selling the Glazers out clown shirts. We finally got those up there. So if you want to protest the ownership, support this podcast, I would grab a Glazers out t-shirt. They're great quality. We worked with a reputable t-shirt company. We went back and forth on the design so we could sell some high-quality merch. And we also have a bunch of scarves coming in, sir. We have tons of scarves as well we'll be putting up on the store. And this is an evolving Glazers out industry, if you will. We're going to have green and gold scarves as well. So
only the beginning.
You know, we don't ask for much on the podcast. But if you could grab a shirt, grab a scarf, it goes a long way. For us, I think it's time we get new microphones. These ones are falling apart.
We're getting some proper stands as well. And I'm gonna double down on what John said, just because I saw how much John did on this shirt. And just to caveat, because we got some fans that have been with us since the beginning. We had a Sunfrog store, which we were just trying to do to have merch, but now we slowed down and we just did something that was very us. So the clown was done by John. He did it, and then he turned it into a shirt, and then the first time the shirt wasn't perfect, and now the shirt is very, very good quality. So, like you said, John, best way to support the pod, probably more so than Patreon. It also, like, is a great FU if you wore it to Old Trafford.
Right?
It's great for everything.
Glazers,
we got the logo on the back.
Support the pod, you get a sick shirt. It's like, it's a win-win-win. I like to call it like that.
Lasers out, bro.
And yeah, and with the Patreon, you know, we appreciate the Patreon support, but at the end of the day, we think us creating fan-inspired merchandise is the way to go. Like, we tweeted out the scarves, you guys gave us feedback on the design, we make it better and we give you guys what you want. And I think that is that relationship with the fan base and being able to create creative American style merchandise for the American Red Devils is kind of what we're about. You know, not everyone who listens is an American, but we are the American Red Devils. We got to keep it real, right?
Dude, it's who we are. I mean, unfortunately, it's like you listen to this podcast, it's very American. So you have to like that. You have to have
a lot
an
of
appreciation.
Freedom.
Dude, it's just so much freedom that I'm like drowning in freedom. I need to be by myself with the birds. You can hear, I got a loud bird in the background because he just doesn't appreciate all that freedom, I guess. He's just squawking. But anyway, we appreciate all the support. The shirts go a long way. Obviously, Patreon's good too. But we're trying to step it up. That badge, American Red Devils, sir, you said it. We get the feedback from the fans, like, on Twitter, which is the most amazing thing. John runs the Twitter. Great bants, but you guys give us your feedback, and then we think about it, and we actually make improvements. And I think the American Red Devils badge, which I think is the badge, the one that is now on our Instagram and you see all over, I think it's just come a long way, and that's just how much we care about this podcast, but also how much we've gotten back from it, all the people that listen. So we appreciate it. It's a special podcast. So we appreciate everything, and this is a big deal for us. It's like kind of the next evolution, and we hopefully Manchester United and the board can step it up a little bit and keep up, because the American Red Devils are ready to rock.
Speaking of the board and Manchester United, let's get back. We talked about this podcast a lot. Obviously, we love it. We put all our work into it. Sir, you're traveling with your wife on a nice vacation. You're just running around the streets talking to a microphone like a crazy man. Look, we all appreciate it, but let's kick it off. You went to Madrid. All of a sudden, like, well, we'll get to Bruno Fernandes later. You'll get an update. You go to Madrid. There's smoke. There's going to be a big
deal
for
last
Pogba.
Last time we
talked about it, just shoot, sir. What are you hearing? What did you hear when you were in Madrid for 24 hours about the Pogba deal? There's got to be some crazy papers.
I think the deal – okay. Well, the thing is, like, a journey is a series of steps, and you don't always see it from the beginning. And I think it's starting to come together. I think Bruno Fernandes and Pogba are intertwined. So I just want to back up. Right, we flew into Lisbon,
possible?
San Francisco. No, I'm telling you, so listen to me. So I'm going to give – I might be talking to my ass, but I'm going to just throw it out there because why not? We got smoke. My lungs are filled with smoke, sir. So I'm going to just see what I'm seeing. And if it works, if I'm even close, we'll laugh about it. And if I'm not, we'll also laugh about it.
The floor is yours.
We were in Porto. We met this crazy guy who was like a guide. Great guy, but he was very Porto, right? Like, felt like I met Jose Mourinho, right? His brother, Jose Mourinho's brother, looked like I'm like just as stubborn, just as opinionated, but we got along like right from the jump. Car fanatic, but mostly a football fanatic, and he had lots of good insight. So he told me, actually, like, maybe we save it for another pod, but he actually gave me some great insight about who Manchester United, because that's all I wanted to know. Who should we buy? And of course, I asked about Bruno. I asked about João. He gave me all kinds of things about João, how young he is, but net on Bruno, he thinks it's likely, and he thinks he's a very good player. He thinks he is the kind of player that Manchester United needs, right? He's creative. But he thinks he's too young. And he's not ready. He kept saying that. He's not ready. I think, like, he thinks that he should go to, like, a Leicester or a, you know, he said Wolves. And I agree. I get it. I get what he's saying. But I told him, like, the thing is that if he goes to Wolves for 40, we'll have to buy him for 100. So we're basically taking a little bit of a punt. Like, he's probably not the completely finished article, but he's got so much talent. And I asked the two big questions for these days is he's a hard worker and he's apparently a really good kid. So I think that is the movement, and that was, like, very good sign. Looks like we're getting Bruno Fernandes, and we don't need to get into the other signings. Maybe we could talk about it in the next pod, sir, because this is all about kind of what I think, what might happen and what might not happen.
So some random tour guide told you Bruno Fernandes is coming to United, right? Is that the deal?
No, he was like, Bruno Fernandes was kind of all over the Portuguese news. He told me about all these signings. He told me all kinds of crazy shit. Sorry. I mean, I got stories that I can't even talk on the podcast. And he told us,
Chris,
you know, 40% of the
there.
Story, like, left out details about, like, you know, I don't want to expose people. So, I mean, I can't even, he was an interesting guy. I'll leave it at that. I mean, like, I'll leave it at that. So that was that. And then we got to Madrid yesterday. And then Madrid, you know, we were there for 24 hours. And I started hearing about Pogba, 72 million pounds was the number I started hearing. Dude, and then, like, it kind of makes sense because apparently, just what I heard, is that it's going to Real. Pogba's going to Real Madrid, 70 to 75 million pounds. Cruz, and then, like, maybe Bale with his wages or some combo of his wages. And that's, like, Juve, he's not going to Juve, bro. They can't afford him, and they're not going to dish players to get rid of him. Like, all the players that we would want as a swap, they're not going to trade.
Like Dybala, they'd have to send Dybala or something like
right,
that.
Right, they'd have to either Dybala or one of their midfielders or one of their defenders, and they just, like, they're stacking up, bro. They're like, they want to win a Champions League, so that's a cover. That's a real thing. That's what I'm just being told. It's all Real, bro. It's Real, and it's going to be Cruz and apparently Bale, bro, and 70 million pounds. So I take it with a grain of salt, but that's just like, and then I just see Bruno Fernandes. It's kind of like the first thing you would do because you need a 10, right, to step up.
No, you got to get Bruno. Right, you got to get Bruno because if you get rid of Pogba, Pogba's not going to play there.
And you got to do it at the same time, right? You got to do it at the same time because Bruno will be less before Pogba is done. So it's like, I think that could be why there's so much fucking smoke. And that's my punt. So that's all I'm saying. And that's what I got. Now I'm like, there's no football to talk about because I'm in the middle of the countryside.
No, that's, look, I hear you. And it's kind of crazy how as you have gone, the rumors have gone. So, like, Bruno was heating up. You were in Portugal. Then all of a sudden this Pogba deal comes out of nowhere. I mean, because in the States, we hear it based on the timing, right? Because the time zone difference is like it starts in the morning in Madrid, and then we get it in our morning, and it kind of goes a day or two. But I'm starting to see more smoke about the Pogba deal for around 70 to 75 plus two players that's already being floated. Again, these are tier three sources, but we call them smoke on this podcast. So when we tweet them out and we say there's smoke out there, it means there's rumors. And rumors kind of build, and then clearly the Simon Stone will tell you when it's a done deal, right? The tier ones will tell you when it's a day late and a dollar short, so you got to listen to kind of the riffraff, and it's building. So when multiple sources, players, agents, clubs kind of go out in the press and they send out these rumors, either for negotiation tactics, it's smoke. So you're starting to see a lot of smoke from Bruno Fernandes, all of a sudden him coming to Manchester United. Then Paul P, this deal coming out. And look, when Zidane said he wanted Pogba, I said, it's done. Pogba wants to go to Madrid. Zidane wants to go to Madrid.
No, it was the public,
Madrid.
Dude. When he said the public statement.
It's done.
When he declared it publicly in Tokyo that I want to leave the club, that was it.
Yeah. I thought it's only a matter of when. If Zidane wants him and, you know, Pogba wants to go, it's only a matter of when and what are we going to get. Now, if you told me Gareth Bale is going to be wearing a Manchester United shirt next season, if you get Toni Kroos, not a bad deal. If you get Modric, it's not a bad deal. You take a punt on Gareth Bale. The only problem is the wages, but Manchester United can eat that like Alexis Sanchez, baby.
Well, I was thinking, I mean, I don't know. The details are probably going to be – dude, this might be one of those things that takes a while. You know, there's a lot of big deals happening throughout Europe.
Yeah, it takes so
right,
long.
Neymar's moving. There's like so many big blockbuster deals this summer, so much cash, and all of it is like, dude, it's dominoes. You know how that game works. So it's just like, it's good. It might be one of those things that takes a while. It might be almost done. They think it's almost done. That's what, like the smoke, if you're going to believe the smoke, it says next week it'll be done. Like as you know, tour is about to happen. The ideally is that like, he never goes back to the team. I mean, I think that might not happen, but that's kind of like, I think in a dream scenario, but anyway, so that was just a pun. The other two things,
no,
just real quick.
That's the real smoke right there. The real smoke is the fact. And I saw that is like the whole team shows up. Pogba has an exception to not train with the team. Apparently, I'm reading this article right now. Things from Sky Sports. I have it on my phone, and it talks about how Pogba will be on the plane to Australia when the first team set off. So I think the moment of truth is if he flies to Australia or he flies to Madrid, right? And that's going to be – I don't know when the team leaves exactly. It looks like to be Sunday is when the team flies. So if he's on that plane to Australia, that will tell you a lot. If he's not, that's going to tell you a lot. So these are all
like,
these little tea leaves.
What's today, sir? Sunday, like 2 days from now is when they fly out?
Yep.
I think he's on the plane. I don't think a deal's going to be done by Sunday. Because, right? You're more likely he'll go there and kind of like smile and then it'll get done. and a leave cap, right?
That's a hell of a trip, though, to go to Australia and back, and then you have to get a medical in Madrid. It's like, no, I don't. I think if this deal's going to go down, he won't go, and they'll come up.
It's not close. I don't think it's. I'm not sure it's close enough, sir. But we'll see, sir. It's going to be very interesting 2 days, and we're going to keep you covered because that's what Manchester United fans desire, and that's what American Red Devil fans crave. But the two things, sir, I interject, not about players that we're linked to. We were linked to Ruben Dias, the center back from Porto, once. But that's just this guy Goose. I asked him about the players we've been linked to. Right, Joao, he thinks this is a ridiculous deal. Just as an aside, he went to Atletico. That was announced yesterday. Such a funny video. We were at the Prado yesterday, and I was just laughing because it was actually like kind of a cool video of all the art. And then it was like at the end, he had this like silly grin. Yeah, but he's like not even. He doesn't even think he's even close to ready. Like even close. Like it's just a. He might be a good signing for $120 million. He thinks like that's what this guy thinks. And I'm just saying what Goose told me. But what I was trying to say is he thinks we should sign Ruben Dias. The center back, 6'2". He's not big enough. We want a mountain. But he's super hot on him, and he's also super hot on the left back, whose name escapes me at the moment. But, like, we'd always use him back up for a left back, but that's just for another pod. But I thought that was interesting. Ruben Dias is a player that we were attached to. We're probably not signing him.
Well, we are linked to Harry Maguire, and the latest on that, I have it in front of me, per multiple sources, was that Manchester United have bid £70 million for Harry Maguire. Leicester City rejected, and they want more
madness
than what Liverpool paid for Van Dijk. And
that's the thing. They want to break the record.
I can see even money, maybe $1 million more.
$1 more. One cent more.
Look, I want Slabhead at Manchester United. I'm not going to get that Chevrolet jersey if he comes, but I do think he could shore up the back big time. Then you have everyone competing for that spot. And there's always injuries at the back. So the more center backs you have at Manchester United, the better, more competition. Everyone kind of, you know, the tide raises the boat, sir.
Sir, I mean, I neglected to mention. I don't even know if I mentioned. I'm going to be in London on Sunday night. I haven't really been following Maguire. Sir, on the way back to San Francisco and the West Coast.
Have a dark ale for me.
I'll be in London for like one night, so I'm going to watch hopefully the U.S. women beat Netherlands for another World Cup medal. But, hey, if I hear any noise about Maguire, that feels close, doesn't it? I mean, what are you seeing, sir? Because I haven't been as close to that one. But there seems to be a lot of smoke and just a matter of time.
There's nothing since the bid was rejected. But speaking about the Women's World Cup real quick, beating England in anything, the women's
amazing,
or the men's, at their game they invented, right, is amazing. And Alex Morgan scoring the header and then sipping the tea. I mean, that just is brilliant.
Cheeky. It's cheeky. It's also like, it wasn't controversial. It was just like, they're just such,
oh, the English
so sensitive. It's like so unbelievably sensitive. So, yeah, it was great. So, great bants. That's why I retweeted Alex Morgan, ultimate, little July 4th shout-out. So, hopefully they win. I'd love to be in London to see that. And maybe a slab head as well, sir. Because you know what? People are pissed about the amount. I get it. But we need them. And fuck it. We need a center back. And
I'm not worried
that's
about
what it
the,
takes.
The cash coffers at Manchester United. They have the money. No, everyone arguing about these prices. Just remember how much money Manchester United make. It's literally nothing. I think they compared the Ferdinand signing on a revenue basis to the Maguire signing, and Maguire would be half of what Ferdinand costs compared to how much the money.
Right, because we used to spend a lot more money on signings like we should have, and now we're glazed.
That's how
penny
you should
pinching,
look at
sir.
It, really.
Yeah.
And then we have some more housekeeping, but these are big nuggets of information here. Axel Tuanzebe, new contract,
huge news.
June 2022. I really like this again. If Harry Maguire is coming in, is he going to go out on loan? If Harry Maguire doesn't come, is he going to get a shot? I rate him. I thought rumors were Aston Villa were going to sign him permanently as they're kind of coming up into the EPL. He played in that huge game. I rate the youngster, and I think this is a great direction for the club to keep quality youth talent locked up.
Sir, I couldn't agree more. Totally agree. He's a great player. He had some good experience last year. They definitely wanted to sign him, and thankfully, we signed him to a long-term deal because, dude, without Maguire, if you look at our hierarchy, he's probably the third best center back we have. And, like, I think give him a year, he'll be better than Smalling. So, like, absolutely, bro. We have Marcus Rojo and Phil Jones still on our team. So, he's a great player. He's an academy prospect. It's great stuff. And I know you have another announcement, sir, another player that signed a long-term contract today.
Andres Pereira. That's right. That's
get
the
that name right, bro.
On this
get
podcast.
That name right, baby.
Wow, I screwed that up for half a season.
Never again.
You know, I'm not as good at the Spanish pronunciation as you are, given your family's background, sir.
I would still get it wrong, sir. I would still get it wrong.
Great deal. He got a contract through June 2023 with an option to extend. I rate Pereira quite a bit, even though I can't pronounce his name. And look, Ander Herrera left. This is kind of like he left for money. He said he loved this club.
That happened. 5-year deal, bro. 5-year deal. Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, unbelievable. But hey, look, you got to do you, right? At the end of the day, in this game that is football, but keeping young talent like this kid, the Brazilian, I mean, that goal he scored this past season, the promise he showed, especially during that run of injuries in Paris, right? We were playing against PSG, injury depleted. He had a role. He stepped up, looked great. He didn't make mistakes, but he came back from them. I do think that, you know, in his prime, he's going to be, could be a bang on starter at Manchester United. Imagine him and Bruno Fernandes in a midfield. You know, we play Matic at CDM, cleaning everything up. There's a lot of different combinations you're starting to see when we have this exciting young youth. Because at the end of the day, even if we don't sign the slab heads of the world, if we invest in the youth and we give them opportunities, good things are going to happen, right? I do feel
sorry, I couldn't agree more, dude. I mean, I think we have the best academy in England still, and maybe sometimes we forgot about how good it is. And Twanzebe is testament to that, and Pereira is testament to that. So I think we need to play these players. McTominay, of course, Rashford. I mean, we have good players there, and Pereira is one of them. I think he just needs more game time. I agree with you, bro. It's like, I think you get some of the bad personalities out, you focus on the academy guys, you sprinkle in some established talent and some, you know, some like cutting, like Daniel James, Bruno Fernandes, bro, and like get them all
Greenwood,
on the right attitude.
Chong, Angel.
Dude, there's a team there, bro, and it's like you keep De Gea, you get it's like you're getting there as long as Ole gets it right with like how the personalities work. And I think Pogba getting out will actually probably fix Lingard.
Pogba
Lingard
leaving.
And Lukaku. Big one, real quick, sir. Lukaku and Lukaku? Lingard showed up early to training. Both of them. So just want to say that. They both showed up 3 days early, so they got the message that hard work is going to be expected if you're going to be staying around.
Yeah, you get Rashford. I mean, De Gea signing, I would say Bruno Fernandes plus the new De Gea deal, I'm good. I would
Slabhead.
The best scenario would be Slabhead, Bruno, De Gea done, and then we go into next season. I would think Ole could find the best team. It would take it's a write-off season because we don't know who the starting 11 is. Right, you don't know.
Top four, bro. We get back in Champions League. Back in Champions League, go for a cup, and then you just build. It's a building thing now. Now we just have to give time and start getting back to something that's Manchester United, bro.
Fuck.
No, but we're gonna spend money. I mean, we've been rebuilding for like years. It's just that if they're gonna do it right, finally, and I think Woodward's finally deferring to somebody else. I think it took him 6 years to figure it out, but he's just like, I think he's slowly pulling in as many members of, you know, as many former United legends as he can, just. To maybe provide cover, but I think he's slowly deferring, hopefully, some decision making about players.
We
might sign Gareth Bale, so you never know.
Yeah, that I know. On that note, Ole was interviewed by MUTV. I'm sure you have the MUTV app, although you should cancel it now that we're protesting the Glazers. Hashtag Glazers out. The quote he gave was, "We are quite calm. We have been good in the market so far, plus still working on a case or two. I have been in touch with the Glazers and Ed Woodward, plus the recruitment department over the summer. There will probably be some more business done, but we're happy with what we have done so far." Sounds like a company man, sir. What do you think about that quote?
This was, sir, just keep me honest, man. We're talking about the quote-unquote leaked email. Leaked email. That's what you're talking about, right, sir?
No. This is an Ole interview with MUTV.
Ole interview with you. Good. I mean, that's actually good. So that's I don't know if I was actually referring. It sounds a lot like remember the leaked email from Woodward like a week ago that was quote unquote. I mean, I'm saying quote unquote because it was not leaked. It was like very much fed to the press because it was so positive and obviously like made for that kind of digestible forum. But Ole gets it, dude. I think he has an influence about the type of players we're signing. I think, you know, we had an opportunity to sign another Alexis Sanchez. I'm just using him as an example. Ole would have to really be on board, I think. So, like, it feels like he's kind of getting more of a stamp, more of a classic United stamp on how we kind of approach the market.
It sounds to me like he's saying what they want him to say. And with Pogba getting that training extension, it sounds to me like, you know, Ole's – well, why does Pogba get a training extension? He doesn't earn a training extension. you know, he's it. Like, and that's something. Well,
maybe
that's
there's
strange.
A deal, bro.
So maybe, I think there's
maybe
a deal.
The deals,
I think
maybe
there's
the deals.
Be a deal,
I mean,
right?
Yeah, maybe. Because they probably just don't want to have him back. Right? If he's traded,
yeah,
they
no.
definitely don't want him back. They would rather, like, literally, like you said, if there was actually a deal, we'd almost. You're right. Now that I'm thinking about it, if he never, like, if they start pushing back when he shows up, then the deal is happening. Because they basically just, like, don't want. Ole wouldn't
no,
want it, right? Like,
look,
if he's going to sell Pogba, he doesn't want him anywhere near his players.
When you're following this stuff as fans, there's, like, key, I call them tea leaves or, you know, milestones you can follow. And if Pogba gets on that plane to Australia, that's a big milestone because he'll have to
yeah.
get on that plane back to Madrid. And that's a flight that I guarantee you Paul Pogba is talking to Raiola and being like, I don't want to get on that plane to Australia. Have you ever
well,
flown there?
Likely they're
going
to be somewhere. I don't think he's going to Madrid, but he's going wherever Real Madrid will be doing their summer tour, which I know, you know, could be in America, could be in Asia. But I know what you mean. He doesn't want to get – I don't think he wants to get on the flight to – I don't think he wants to go back to United, bro. I think that's the big thing. He's like, he's not worried about the flight back. He's worried about the flight there. He's like, I don't want to go and like see them all and then leave a week later. I think he just like wants to have it done.
No,
it's wants
odd.
To change.
Like, if you're leaving, you usually don't rejoin your team for training.
No, I agree.
I agree.
He's
alone
like,
in the way he's
right,
doing it
exactly
right now. And it's one of those things where, you know, the Juventus rumors came out, and I was like, how are Juventus going to do the deal? They would have to give us Dybala, and then the Madrid rumors hit the press. And look, if Madrid wants him, he'll go. And so it really comes down to, are Madrid going to move the mountains and pay the money to get Paul Pogba? And if Zidane said he's his man, I don't see how – if you look at how Madrid have done their business, I don't see how they don't land Paul Pogba. But if we can fleece them for, you know, Toni Kroos – Gareth Bale is less exciting, but if we can fleece him for Toni Kroos at least, I mean that's a start.
Gareth Bale's
right?
the dude.
Toni
Gareth
Kroos
Bale's
75.
Gareth
I take
Bale's
that.
The basically the baggage. Gareth Bale's what you kind of take. That's kind of like the you
He's
know
like
the thing
free.
That you don't want. That's like the shit part of the deal. But the 70 plus Kroos is worth like honestly in this market. He's probably worth 100 million, bro. I mean he's 27.
I mean
he's
I'm reading I'm reading right now on and this is from Marca. You know, the big Spanish publication, they're saying
yeah, breaking
that
now?
Juventus are going to fight back and they want to use Dybala to counter Real Madrid's
no,
proposal.
No,
so.
Dude. This is what I'm being told is that's fucking smoke. Like, pure
that's
Real
fake news.
No, that is like literally, I was told by actually, the one thing I told was that it's all Real to cover on, like, he's not going to Juve, bro. He's either going to fucking Real or he's staying at United. Juve just don't have the money. Like, think about it. Think about the players they're putting together. Like, they got all these midfielders. They don't need a Pogba. If you actually think about it, like, they have Ronaldo. It doesn't make sense. They want to lit. It wouldn't make sense this year. Real, bro. Like, it's fucking, what's his name? Came back. French on French crime. You know, it's like he's obviously going to, he's number one guy. He's still young. He's like, oh, I can make him be good. He'll be great at fucking Real Madrid, right? Because he doesn't have to, he'll be surrounded by the best in the world. So I think it's happening, bro. The more we talk about it on this pod, actually, it's like definitely happening. So we'll see. We'll just see what the deal looks like because it's. It's probably a matter of time, but hopefully it's sooner rather than later and doesn't drag all the way to the end of the window because that's the worst case scenario. It happens, but it happens like takes too long and it's ugly.
Well, that's why it's the Summer Muppetry Podcast, sir. Look, you've given us quite a bit of your time here walking around a winery in Spain. We appreciate it.
I'm sitting, bro. I am just sitting down, just enjoying the breeze. Talking about
when are you coming home? I don't even know. When's the. The better half of this podcast, getting back to the United States so we can do it in person.
Sir,
so
this
audio,
is
we appreciate everyone to put up with the audio delay. But again, we do our best to always get pods out no matter where we are. Our wives drag us around the world.
But it's kind of the fun, you know, like, honestly, even if we didn't release this as a podcast, or I'm enjoying just talking shit about my favorite club. All the news is so much fun to watch. Like, you know, I read the paper, like the Marca papers. I should have bought more actual, like, copy papers, but I don't speak Portuguese, and it would have been a waste of time. And you know, just for the headlines, it would have been funny. But it's cool to be here. It's just cool to be because we're supporters of the biggest club in the world. They're everywhere. It's such a global game that it's like fun to be in a place that we're definitely buying players somewhere in the Iberian Peninsula, like Portugal or Spain. So it's like it's cool to be here, bro. So it's been fun, and it's just fun to share that with everyone that you know enjoys the pod and can put up with us, sir, because I am fucking rambling, half crazy. Went had one night in Madrid and just like had a hell of a night, and now I'm back on Monday. So long story short, I got two more nights in Spain, and we fly out through London, but I got to do a night in London. So I have no time for a curry, I have time for a pint, and I have time to hopefully watch the U.S. women's win, bro. So
and
I'll be back
the
in the States on Monday,
playing
bro.
Sunday as well. The men, that's a shout out to the U.S. men's national team. 3-1. They beat Jamaica. They're going to the final against Mexico. Anytime we play Mexico in a final, it is the Gold Cup. These two teams going head-to-head, it's going to get dirty. It's CONCACAF ball. Ball's in the air. A lot of chippy challenges, you know, that we're going to fight for. USA-Mexico. I mean, that's one to watch, sir, on Sunday as well.
I told my wife that there was no football this time of year because I was actually thinking United. And actually, I didn't realize we'd have – I have to check the time, what time it is in the – it's probably freaking – because it's in Western time, so it's probably some crazy time. But it could be a fun day, sir, because it's traveling, watching football, whether you're live or just watching in a bar. It's just – it's a great sport.
Any time the United States is in a final, you got to watch it. So, you know.
It's like two finals the same day, sir. Two finals the same day. That's great.
It's 6 p.m. on Sunday, so that's going to be that's going to be tough for you. I'm going to say
not going to happen, bro. It's not going to happen.
1 a.m., sir? You're a true fan.
It's not happening. I'll watch the recording, bro.
Sorry.
If it was United, no doubt. But –
yeah, if United were in the final, we'd be there. We would travel. That's what we said. If we were in the Champions League final, we would just like leave these states, go for it. Again, sir, it's been great. It's been real talking to you. I got to get back to my family. It's the birthday. I'm going to do the big birthday breakfast out here in Southern California. And have a great rest of the trip. Thanks to all the American Red Devils fans for listening. This is kind of an abbreviated Transfer Up a Tree pod. We don't have all the shout-outs, but again, I really appreciate any support on our new store that you can find on our website, www.AmericanRedDevils.com. And look, it's been a hell of a summer. I think we've done half our business. I think there's a lot of big deals that could go down, and this team could come out looking a lot better than Chelsea, right? They just got Pulisic in. They got Kovacic. New manager, but again, if we could pull off some of these deals, I think Ole has the ingredients to make a hell of a chili next year. What do you think?
A chili sauce, sir. You don't know what's going to – I agree with you, bro. It's like all is possible because
it's
know what? At Manchester United, bro,
McGuire,
everything –
Bruno, Bale,
no, dude,
Cruz, like,
they know,
bro.
The money – the only time United spends money under the Glazers is when we get knocked out of the Champions League. So now we're going to spend – just like you know they're going to spend money because they have to because that's the bar.
No,
so,
it's not spending. It's like wheeling and dealing, right? This is wheeling and dealing, right? When you get Pogba,
we are
wheeling
and
dealing.
No, it's the outs, right, bro, because now we're doing – it's a team, right? It's all about the – you have to be more than the sum of your parts. Pogba, unfortunately, just doesn't work. It's not working right now. It doesn't work under Ole. It's just not the time. So it's time to get rid of Pogba. Sometimes you find it's addition by subtraction, bro. Like getting rid of Pogba and bringing in a Cruz and just the personality shift might be like totally different. Everyone's just like up for playing under Ole, and we just like, let's go, bro. Hardest working team in the Premier League, and that's how we do it. If we can do that, I agree with you totally. I'm just like doubling down what you're saying at the end of the pod. If we can get these players in, get some of the players that we need to get out, dude. The re-signing of the young lads today, that's great news. We got to get De Gea. That's like the last big one on the re-sign that I can think of. Get these guys in, bro.
So
I think it's all possible.
There's a chance, sir.
There's always a chance, mate.
We're being optimistic. We're optimists. We're going to get kicked in the nuts.
I know, right? It feels like who are we getting there? We're going to get like Phil Jones, 10 more years of Phil Jones, and Ashley Young for life, dude. Ashley Young for life.
Hey, enjoy that Spanish winery. And as always, we'll be kicking it blue around the world, sir.
Kicking it blue, sir. Talk soon.